Blog Talk Radio.
Barbara Grace Reynolds, and this is the show Get the Answers to Life's Questions. And I am a freedom and empowerment life coach. I help people step into their power, purpose, and life and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone I work with, and every one of my sessions is a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to just be. I offer a free 20-minute introductory kind of session that's called a discovery session. So if you are new and you are interested in experiencing the work in divine infinity healing, you can experience that at no charge. Just go to DivinelyGuidedHealing.com and click on any of the big green buttons that say schedule now, and then book your discovery session. And this will be 20 minutes we will spend working on whatever it is you feel you want to work on. And like I said, there's no charge. You don't have to sign up for any emails or anything. It's just a matter of you taking the time out to do something for you. And it's my gift to you so that you can see that your life really can be different. Okay, so today's show is about life's purpose. At least I think that's what it's about. I'm trying to do several things at once, which is never really a good idea for me because that means I'm not actually focused on what I'm doing. So, I will now go to our first caller, area code 860.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Amy. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing well.
So, what's up in your life today?
I am just wondering what you can tap into or maybe what you feel and sense. I met this person a year and a half ago. And it's a long story, but I won't go into it. But we recently touched base with each other. Actually, I reached out to him. And it's just a random see how you're doing phone call. And he's a very spiritual person himself. And I just always felt like there was a connection, I think, on his end, because he's been hurt so many times that he's just very, very cautious. I don't know what you see for that in the future or whatever with us. Is it just going to slowly just grow into and blossom into a deep friendship, or what do you see for that?
See, about him is that you're right, he's not really ready to step out there. He doesn't want to be vulnerable. He considers vulnerability a bad thing. Now, whether or not he changes that is up to him. That's not something you can change for him. You already know that. So if you decide you want to pursue a relationship with him, are you going to be that patient? What makes him so interesting to you?
I just feel like he's just, I feel a reflection thing in the mirror. I think, and in a positive way, I mean, like I said, I've known him like on and off. We've been hanging out on and off like for the last year and a half, but what I, you know, he's a nurturing person. He's a family person. And so am I, and I'm a caretaker, and so is he. He's a busy person. Definitely, he has a lot of hats to wear during the day, but I don't know. There's something about him that it's a spiritual connection. I can't really describe it. It's nothing to do with anything else. It's a feeling. He brings the calm in me, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
Yeah. And I actually forgot about him. Go ahead. Sorry, Barbara. Go ahead.
Okay. So it's okay. They're showing me that as long as you make this about you learning what you are meant to learn by interacting with him, then there shouldn't be any problems.
Okay.
But, you know, with most relationships, there's that time when you decide, okay, this is supposed to be something more. He's supposed to feel this. Why isn't he doing that? If you reach that point, then it's going to be a problem for you.
Right.
He's not going to change until he's ready to change.
Okay.
So make sure of what you are looking for from the beginning.
Yeah. Am I right when I sense and feel this, my intuitive side, when we had a deep discussion, like I said, like a couple of just in the past week, and he was very open and responsive, and just, it was engaging. So, and that's something that's changed about him. Like, and then the funny thing is, this is just as I'm just trying to be non-attached to the situation. I'm just saying it like it is. He said, you know, I have to go now, but it would be great to discuss over dinner. And that's never happened. Like, this is just, whether it happens or not, it's just interesting that he even offered that, because he never did that before. It was always me initiating. So.
And I'm feeling that he will be, he is not going to, he's not ready for more than that. I mean, he likes you, obviously, because, you know, you guys still talk after a year and a half. And he thinks you're an interesting person and all of that. But he's not ready to cross that line.
Okay.
Yeah, they're showing me that he, you know, he's got this wall around his heart.
Yeah.
And he's not ready to even have a little chink in that wall.
Okay. All right, so you're saying that for my benefit, I should just move on and just be open to new. Do you see other possibilities coming in? You know, because I have been going out a lot more lately.
Oh. Well, that's good. Get out there and meet people. And yeah, they are showing me there's 2 to 3 other possibilities coming into your life. Let's see if you've met any of them yet. No, you haven't. And they're all really close. So you could be meeting them even today, I mean, because they are that close.
Wow. Okay. So I have not met these people. They're not friends first and then something else. These are just new people.
No, these are new people.
Okay. Okay. All right.
So there is some potential, which is good.
Right. Okay.
So
okay.
Don't get hung up on this one who's really not
right.
ready for a relationship. Yeah. Now, you
right.
can be his
okay.
friend. That's absolutely fine. He's probably going to actually be okay with being friends. I mean, really being friends. But that even that's going to take a little while.
Right.
I don't know who hurt him, but he's definitely, built himself a little fortress there. So.
Yeah, and he's very hard to read. Like he's he plays his cards close to him. I feel that too.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
So there's nothing I could do about that. In the sense, that's him. I can't do anything about that. And
that's right. You can't. So.
Which is a great learning lesson. Yeah, it's a great learning lesson because you know that's what I would try to do is try to. Help and nurture everyone, you know, when they're hurting, I'd be the one that's there. And then meanwhile, like when I needed something, I'm always a rock for people, but I'm not necessarily, when I need something, I don't really have a rock to go to, so to speak, a rock person to go to. And that's just the way it is right now. It could change, of course. But I don't want to be saving people anymore, and I shouldn't have to. No one needs to be saved anyway in the end.
Right. That's true.
So, yeah. So, the last
thing you're learning the great lesson.
Yes. Yes. And I'm done. I'm done with that. It's been way too many years. But I just was wondering, I know you do healings. Is there anything I need to heal within my energy field? That's my last question.
Okay. Let me check in and see.
Sure.
So they're saying that there are some... your willingness to actually be in a relationship to open your heart.
Okay.
You still need to work on. So
interesting.
If you'd like, we can do a little of that now.
Sure.
Okay. Let's see. I'm going to ask you questions. Well, actually, I always say I'm going to ask you one question, but there's lots of questions in my one question. And at the end
okay.
of that, I will say, if you are ready to accept this, say yes. That's how you'll know when I finally come to the end. And let's see how they want to flow this. Okay. Would you like a divine infinity healing for opening up to the truth of who you are?
Yes.
For opening your heart to embrace yourself, your life, and everyone in it. You have gained so much wisdom from your life and from what you have experienced, and it has changed who you are, who we are being. And there are still little areas within you that say, I'm not ready for that. I'm not ready to really allow anyone in. It's one of the reasons why you find people attractive who are not ready to allow anyone in.
Ah.
Because they're safe. They won't ask you if they can come in. And you know that.
Yes.
So this divine infinity healing energy is going to go throughout you and find all of those places where you store those fears. Those fears of really connecting and really living and really loving. And they're going to release those. And they're going to float away like balloons off over the horizon so that you will have the freedom to be you, no matter what the circumstances are, no matter who you're with. You will be safe while being vulnerable. And that may sound like a contradiction, but it's actually not. So if you are ready to have this beautiful shift so that you are open to love, to loving yourself, to loving other people, to having a wonderful, meaningful relationship where you are loved and adored and you accept it and know that you deserve it.
Yes.
Please say yes.
Yes.
Great. And take three nice deep breaths.
Yeah, feels good.
I feel that you're moving around in you. Ah. So how does your heart feel?
I feel lighter. I feel more open. I feel lighter a lot. It's lifted.
Good.
Yeah.
And so think about this man that you were telling me about and how you know he's not ready and all of that
yes.
stuff. And is he as attractive to you as he was?
Is you're asking me that?
Yeah.
Is he attractive?
There was something
to me
about him you found attractive. Otherwise, you wouldn't have kept talking to him. Has that shifted?
Has that shifted? Well, when you told me, with this whole healing even, I'm just kind of releasing him and surrendering to any kind of outcome or possibility. I'm just letting it be. I'm just floating him away, so to speak, like the balloon thing. I'm just letting
just
it be.
Make sure
I think
you weren't hanging on,
No. I mean, it's too many things have transpired to mean hang on. I've done the hanging on thing. That was last year.
Yeah.
It's different though, but it's so funny because when I forget about him, it's like he pops up again, and maybe that's universe test again. Of like, all right, well, maybe you're not completely healed from this person. Whatever you need to learn, the purpose has not been served yet. You still need to figure things out. But I think as I'm talking to you, I just don't want to get my head in it anymore. The heart knows what to do.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Great.
Right.
Well, then you can get out there and have fun and meet these new people who are coming into your life, and sky's the limit.
Absolutely, it is the limit. And many blessings to you, Barbara. That's really great. It's wonderful healing, and I feel just at ease and balance, harmony. So, thank you.
Good, wonderful. Well, I'm glad.
Yeah.
Well, then great. And you'll have to let me know when you meet these wonderful men.
Absolutely, I will. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome.
Take care.
Sweetie. Thanks for calling.
All right, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to go to our next caller from area code 415.
Hi, Barbara. It's Jessica. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jessica. How are you?
I'm good. So I had a couple of things come up that I could use your assistance with.
Okay.
I moved into a new apartment, and I noticed that, and I've been keeping my windows open because they did a lot of floor update, whatever. It's just been really stinky in there, chemical smelling.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been keeping my windows open to air it out. And I've been at the apartment and away, and I've noticed that my thoughts keep coming up about paranoia of somebody coming in through the windows. It's a safe area, but I mean, this is sort of a revisiting of the theme that I've had for many years of my life. And I notice on how wherever I go, or if I'm looking at other people's places there, I always think of, okay, how would someone break in? And I just keep saying cancel, clear, delete every time, but it's like it just keeps coming up. And I'm like, okay, fine. We're finally ready to clear this for good. But I haven't done it quite on my own yet. So I would love your help.
Okay, so there's a part of you that believes that you are not safe. And let's see what else they want to tell me about that. You believe that there are people who are out with the purpose to hurt you, to specifically come and hurt you. It's like you have this belief that they're actually going to hunt you down. Just to hurt
you.
Yeah,
it's a past life thing that has just been going on for years, and I'm just ready to release it for good.
Yeah, they're showing me an image of you running through a forest, and there's some people chasing you, and they're not really friendly people at all. Friendly people don't chase you with spears and things. Okay, let's see how they want to do this. All right, so we're going to do a clearing on this, and we'll see how you feel after this. Okay.
Okay.
So would you like a divine infinity healing for accepting the fact that you, for whatever reason, have decided to have this fear, that you have given this fear power? You had a perfectly good reason for doing that. It's not a judgment kind of thing. It's just a recognition that, yeah, this is something that you allowed. But you are at a point now in your life where you realize that this is not necessary for you, for your existence, for your life. And it's certainly not encouraging your growth and your freedom. So the Divine Infinity Healing Energy is going to go throughout you and find all of the places where you've stored these fears that say that you're not safe. But they're going to hurt you. They're going to find you. They're looking for you right now. All of these fears that you've been hanging on to, because now you're ready to let them go, and they're going to release them and let them expand so that they can just disappear from your life, because you don't need this. And as all of these fears are leaving, you are going to be filled with the knowing of your own safety, the knowing that there's nobody out to get you. You are protected, you are loved, and your life is based in unconditional love. And unconditional love never hurts. It has no reason to. It merely supports, brings joy and lightness to your being. So if you are ready to accept this shift from fear to love, and say yes.
Yes, I'm actually feeling it now. It's like terror. It's actually like terror, which I think is beyond
That's
fear.
Because it's coming up to be cleared out. So just let it go.
Okay.
Don't hang on to it. Just let it go. Take some nice deep breaths. And with each breath out, just see the air going out through every cell in your body and just pushing anything out that is not yours. Because this is not your energy. But just breathe it out. Now, are you feeling something in your stomach or your gut, whatever name you want to give it?
Yeah. Like tightness. I think it's been there actually. I'm not sure if it relieved. I just noticed it actually when you were saying, I don't know if it was starting to release or it contracted. I'm not sure, but my attention was brought down there.
Okay. So I want you to imagine that you have energy fingers extending beyond your fingers. And I want you to take those energy fingers, reach into that area where the tightness is, grab hold to it and yank it out and throw it away. Okay, how does that feel?
I think it's better. I think that I always have a little bit of tension there, like nervous anxiety or something.
That's not your energy, though. It's not you. Okay, so there's this group of angels that are going in there now with little scrub buckets and brushes, and they are scrubbing away at that, picking up anything that is not you, and they're taking it out because that's not you. Some stuff that's become attached to you over the years, and you don't actually need it, so keep breathing deeply.
Funny visuals that I'm getting.
Okay, how does that feel?
I think that's better. I see them like chipping away at stuff. I think they're still working at it. They're going to continue there. They're like chipping away at like the lining of like something that's been caked on or caulked on. Yeah. Feels better.
Good. Okay, so what was the other thing? Because you said there were a couple.
Okay. Oh, okay, I did. So I don't know if these two things are related. I'll say them together. I'm not sure if they're related, though. I noticed the other day that I have a lump on my neck, and I sort of go back and forth whether it is thyroid related because I did some Googling, or if it's just related because I have had a little bit, I have had a lot of stress the last like 2 weeks, and I'm a little bit under the weather, or if it's just related to sort of a symptom of that. And I'd like it to be back to normal because it kind of evoked some panic within me if it has to do with thyroid, because I was taking iodine many months ago, not that I needed it, but it was because like there's radiation in the air and my naturopath said that everyone should be on it and blah, blah, blah. So there was a whole situation with that I was taking too much. Then my thyroid was too high and I got panicked about that. And then I decided to go off it totally. So then when I noticed this lump the other day, I said, oh God, now my thyroid is, sort of, I don't know, trying to re-regulate. So there's that. And then there's the swelling. This is like has to do with muscle. Actually, there's three things here, but I do think they're all related. So the other thing is that my lip's a little bit swollen today. And this is something that I've lived with, the swellings of my face or my body, of how my body reacts when I get overwhelmed or stressed. And I want to release that muscle, sort of that muscle memory or that body, my body's way of dealing with stress. And then the third thing, if that's not enough, is that over the last 3 years, I've had a lot of, done like really intense healing work, and I've developed these bags under my eyes, or like sort of swollen under the eyes. And I think just because like maybe bad sleep and just stress, and I just want it's all this muscle memory stuff. I want just to be released. I want to look normal again, not like look in the mirror and always notice my bags. So that's it. After all that, all of those things, that's the rundown. it all sort of came up. Although the bags I've been wanting to talk to you about for a couple of weeks now, it's been on my mind.
So I'm getting that it's stress is like this huge thing for you. You have this belief in the
power of stress. And you give that stress the power to really just come in and wreak havoc with your body and your life. And it is kind of connected with that fear of being safe and all of that. But it's, in a way, it's not connected with that too. Okay. So we're going to do a little bit of clearing work on that. Let's see how they want to do this. All right. So would you like a divine infinity healing for releasing the need to give your power away, releasing the need to believe that there's all this stuff out there in the world that's more powerful than you, and it's going to come in and it's going to wreak havoc with your body and your life, and there's nothing you can do about it, so you might as well give it your power and let it do its worst. Because this is actually inviting stress into your life, into your body. And you're actually saying that it's okay for it to be there. And that's not actually what you want. You actually want to be free of it. But you can't be free of it because it's like you put a little sign outside the window saying, stress, come live here with me. And stress is more than happy to come and live there with you, to settle into your body, to give you knots and swellings and all sorts of wonderful things that will make your life a living hell, because that is what you are asking for. So this divine infinity healing energy is going to go throughout you, and it's going to find all those knots and swellings and all of that stuff where the stress has settled in and put up its own little curtains, and it's got its little footstool, and it's just having the time of its life. And it's going to evict all of this stress from you. And as it's taking all of the stress away, expanding it, allowing it to float off to wherever it is meant to be, or transforming it back into pure unconditional love, because frankly nobody needs the stress, it's going to be filling you with the beautiful light from the Creator, the light that brings you peace and ease, that love that is always there within you and always has been and always will be, so you don't ever have to go looking for it because you already have it. It's opening you up to the awareness of your connection with God, or whatever name you want to use. And as it is doing this, it is giving you back your power, so that you know you have the power to choose how you feel in any and every moment. And it's just decompressing and expanding all of the energies in all of your body, in all of your personal space right now, as you're being cleared of everything that is not for your highest good. And if you are ready to accept this huge shift in who you are being, then say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. So in a way, it is shifting you from any belief that says you have to have the stress, the tension, the deadlines, all of that stuff in order to achieve, in order to be competitive. And it's switching it around to where you are doing what you desire. You are being what you desire. And everything in your life flows. And you can achieve success either way. It's just that stress way is really tough on you. And the love way is easy. And it feels good.
I don't really understand. What did you say? How do I invite stress into my life? Because I actually try to avoid stress because I don't think I handle it so well. I get overwhelmed by things. And I actually don't have any, I end up, the way I avoid stress is basically I haven't committed to anything. So that, and I'm talking about career-wise, which reflects on where I am now, that I'm fixing. So
when you are,
I'm a little bit confused.
Stress, you are actually focusing on stress. You know, it's like someone who has made the decision that they're going to avoid coffee. Like they're a coffeeaholic and they've decided they're going to avoid coffee. And then they notice everywhere they go, people are drinking coffee. Everywhere they go, they smell coffee. They're not taking any of that coffee because they're avoiding coffee. But the main focus in their life is coffee. You can't avoid something and not focus on it. Because if you are avoiding it, you're focusing on it.
Right, that what you resist persists. But okay, I didn't realize I was, even though I said that, I didn't realize I was, okay. So that thing in my neck, the bump or whatever, the swollen node, I know you're not like a medical intuitive, or maybe you are, I don't know. Are you getting a read of, is that just a stress thing or is that, which I guess everything is stressing, but is it just, hey, you're sick and overwhelmed right now? Or is it, no, something's wrong with your thyroid and you should be in panic mode and all that, which you should never be
actually,
in panic mode, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, obviously I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I get that it's a little ball of energy that is not yours.
Okay.
So if you want to use those energy fingers, reach in, grab that little ball of energy in that knot, pull it out, and throw it away, and see if that, see how that feels.
Well, it's not actually something that it hurts me. It's just when I look in the mirror, then it's like, oh, something's wrong. So I keep thinking,
so
I've been doing meditation.
Look at the mirror.
What did you say? You want me to look?
Looks different.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like an instant manifestation of that? Okay. Whoa. All right. You're putting yourself really to that challenge. Okay. Let's think. Yeah, it's still there. It's still there. My lip's still swollen too, but I don't think it's as, I don't know. I'm not so concerned about the lip thing because I know it goes away. This other thing, I've had it for like 3 days now. So, yeah, it's still there. Like, I've been massaging it a little bit and, like, putting energy on it, my hands on it.
You've actually created a story, and that little bump is part of the story. And until you let go of the story, you can't let go of the little bump, because if you do, then, you know, you have to lose your story. And there's a part of you that doesn't want to lose your story. You have to have this story. You need to have something to focus on. Interesting.
I have like a million things to focus on. That actually was my thought. It's like, I don't need to be dealing with this right now.
But there's,
I don't know what that says.
You do.
Because what? What'd you say? Because what?
Part of you that feels that you do need this, that this is something that needs to be there, that this is part of your story and you can't let it go.
Well, the only reason why I could think of that, that I need this health thing coming up, in addition to, you know, the swelling also and the cold, is that it's preventing me from, I mean, I'm still moving forward right now, but in a way it does prevent me from moving forward with my career, which is something that was invoking, you know, it's like a new thing. So it's like invoking like insecurity or fear or whatever, you know? So that's actually what I thought. When I saw it in the mirror at first, I was like, is this what you're doing? Like you're giving yourself sort of like something wrong so you don't have to move forward in your career or you don't have to do a career? That's terrible. That's terrible.
And it's true though.
Yeah, it is true. What am I supposed to do about it? I mean, I've been saying like, okay, you don't need that. It's okay. It's safe to move forward. I guess I don't really think that it is safe to move forward. I mean, I can tell my mind that, but I guess that my body doesn't really feel that it is safe to move forward. Even though I get so excited about, you know what it is? It's like taking it out of like the fantasy. I've been wanting this for over a year and dreaming about it, and now it's here and it's sort of go time, and it steps into reality. And clearly my subconscious mind is like, I mean, yesterday I had a sore throat and I just was not in the mood. I had a call follow up with two people and I really like could not do it. And I was like, what is going on? I've never really experienced it like that, but whenever I'm really excited about it, stepping into it, but yet there was like just this subconscious thing of being like, no, I'm not feeling good today. I want to relax. I just want to like lay around. And instead I was like, no, you have to take action. I ended up forcing myself, but that is like a terrible thing to go force yourself. Just to like ride through it. But then I woke up this morning and my lip was swollen.
Okay. Let's see how they want to clear this, because you are, they're showing me that you are putting all of these, they're almost like hurdles. You're running the track and suddenly hurdles are coming up and you want to keep moving, but these hurdles, and some of these hurdles are like so high you can't jump over them, then you're creating this to keep yourself from actually finishing what you've started because you don't believe that it's actually possible. You don't believe that in the possibility of you, of your actually achieving what it is that you have decided that you want to achieve in your life. You don't believe in your own success. So you keep putting up hurdles to keep yourself from being successful. And that's what this is. All right. Let's see how they want to get this out of your way. Because it's all, you're creating it all. You're really good at creating too. So this is just proof of that. All right. So would you like a divine infinity healing for accepting the fact that you are creating your own hurdles, you are creating your own problems, you are self-sabotaging, and it is something that you are doing because while part of you believes that it is possible for you to be this amazingly successful person who has everything that you desire, there is another part of you that says that that's not possible, that that's not going to happen, that you actually don't want that to happen because it means then that you have to be responsible and that people will look at you and think that you are responsible and you must always be responsible, and responsibility has such a heavy burden to it, and it actually doesn't, but there's a part of you that believes that it does. So this divine infinity healing energy is going to go throughout you and find all of this crap that you've accepted, that you've allowed, that you've created in your life to stop yourself simply because you're afraid of success. You're afraid that you can't be successful, and you are afraid that you can be successful. So either way, you're not comfortable with it. And that means that it can't happen, which puts you in a weird kind of space where you're just kind of, it's almost like they're showing me an image of you where you've been like flash frozen, and that's just where you are. You can't do anything. You can't go anywhere. So they're taking away all of that energy. They're opening it up. They're expanding it. They're releasing it and floating off because you don't need all of that. You don't need all of that worry. You don't need that doubt, that fear, that stress. Oh, that belief in failure, that fear of success. Oh, my goodness, all of this stuff. And they're finding it everywhere that it is in your body, like the bump on your neck and your lip and any place else that you're storing it. Apparently, you've been putting a lot of it in your feet, too, so that you can actually take those steps to move forward. And they're releasing all of that and just letting it float away. And with each breath you take, more and more of it is pouring out of you and going away. And you are being filled with self-confidence, self-assurance, with the knowing that you are the one creating your life, and it is always your choice. And there is nothing to be afraid of, that you are perfectly safe, and that you can accomplish anything you want to accomplish. And all of the heavy weight of responsibility is being released, because it simply means that you are responding to your own life, and there's nothing heavy about it. So if you are ready for this huge releasing of all of this crappy stuff, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. How does that feel?
It feels enlightening. It's just like, it's sort of like a shocker of like, because I know this is what I've been doing. And what happened was I made these two connections very easily, and they were interested in me and my work very quickly and again easily. And then it came to following up, and it's sort of like to be comfortable with success and to be comfortable with it happening quickly, because my thought was, I'm going to call this guy. He's going to want me to start working for him. And that really freaked me out on how fast it could happen and how I have to sort of, quote, get my shit together. And it's like, how do I not have my shit together? Again, bad wording, but like to really, because again, all these years, I mean, it just, again, it's taking the fantasies, like everybody who is doing their career that's self-employed will say, or just in general, is actually doing work, you know, is actually has a reputation as doing work. And I feel like all these years, I have done work and I've done good work. I'm doing different things now, but it's sort of like no more smoke and mirrors, you know, whatever that saying is. It's no more illusion. It's like, yeah, you go in, you do a good job, you build your reputation, you get referred to somebody else. And for some reason, that scares me. So maybe it's not like being up to par or, you know, it's for some reason, like my comfort zone all these years has been, okay, you do a lot of work and you hit one block after the next and you sort of sabotage yourself and people aren't interested in what you have to do. And it's like, no, 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 but you keep at it and it's not fun and it's frustrating and you're not making any money. And it's sort of like, well, now, yes, I know things have changed, And here I get to experience it. But again, it's that fear of like, oh yeah, I've been saying that life can be easy for a while. I've been saying that I want my life to be easy. And now it's showing up and it's like, oh my God, it freaks me out. It's weird. That's so like sort of messed up thinking. But that is what I've noticed. Yeah, that's what has happened with me.
You need to whenever you start getting into those thought patterns of, oh my gosh, and this is freaking me out and all of that, you need to say that prayer about spirit, please expand and decompress all of the energies in all of my bodies and in my personal space now. Thank you. And they're saying that you just need to sit there and say that prayer over and over and over and over. Because as you are doing that, you are actually allowing all of that stuff that's freaking you out to expand and go away. Because you don't need that in your life. You've never needed it in your life. But the longer you think about it, the more you are attracting more of it. And it's not more of it you want. You actually want to let it go. So just ask that all of the energies in all of your bodies and all of your personal space be expanded and decompressed right now, and let it go, and don't pull it back. And anytime you find yourself thinking about it, immediately start saying that prayer. You need to get yourself out of the habit of pulling that back.
I think a lot of it is unconscious, like, and it's just a feeling that I have, but I'll have to, because what I do on a regular basis is like, I'll be like a cheerleader for myself. No, this is good. You know, this is good. This is what you want. You're moving in the right direction. People are interested. Yes. You know, I kind of go through that, but I think I need something for my body as far as like, so I'll say what you're saying, but I think that there, I don't want to go right into meditation because then I don't want to sort of dwell on that, but I do realize on how I have to start the meditation more. But it's just it's an emotional reaction.
You don't have to meditate on it. You don't have to do anything. Just repeat that prayer at least 5 times. Just repeat it. That's it. When you are saying it, you are shifting the energy in your body and everywhere around you. You are letting go of all of the crap that you normally attract. You are letting it go, and it is not part of your life. And then you will find yourself doing what you need to do and having things flow easily and simply because you have let go.
Okay.
So it's not that I'm saying that you need to spend, 30 minutes a day meditating or anything like that. You can say that prayer wherever you are. I do that. I say it if I'm out and I suddenly realize that I'm feeling tense. I just start repeating the prayer. I keep doing what I'm doing while I'm saying the prayer in my head. I don't have to stop anything in order for it to work. But I find that I feel comfortable with me when I do that. And that's what you are doing. You are bringing yourself back to a point where you are comfortable with yourself.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I was just saying that, just thinking like maybe I needed to do something physical to also get it out of my body. Okay.
No,
you don't. Okay.
This is all just a matter of letting go. That's it. Nothing complicated. Just let it go.
So I release and decompress all the energies in my body now. Is that it? Energies.
Spirit, please expand and decompress all of the energies in all of my bodies and my personal space now. Thank you.
Personal space now. Thank you. Okay. It's now. Thank you. Okay.
And that's all you have to do, and you will be surprised at the difference it can make.
Okay. I'll just keep repeating that like a mantra.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. And the journey continues.
But it's getting better.
It is getting better. It's getting much better. That's why when this thing happened, I was like, huh, really? yeah. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Sweetie. Thank you very much. Bye bye.
Okay. The next question is from the chat room. And then I will take care of the callers in the queue, but I want to do this chat room thing first because it'll probably stop letting her hear. Barbara, I have a few questions. I went to get surgery yesterday, but I wasn't emotionally ready, and I believe I can heal myself naturally. I believe that that's what my guidance system has been telling me. I have to make some changes, and I think I could be successful. Do you see me being able to accomplish this? I have fibroids, and I think it's from the energies, my relatives and being around toxic people and absorbing their energy. Okay, so that prayer that I just gave to Jessica, I want you to start saying that. Spirit, please decompress and expand all of the energies in all of my bodies and in my personal space now. Thank you. Because that really does work, and it does get all of those energies away from you, out of you. You also have some beliefs about you and your own capabilities in life. And in some ways, you know, you're kind of like Jessica. You put up these obstacles for yourself. They're showing me that this is something that you do because you've been told by these people, and I'm seeing this woman who looks really mean telling you how insignificant you are. That's what they're showing me. So repeat this short prayer. Spirit, please decompress and expand all of the energies in all of my bodies and in my personal space now. And say that. And that's what they're telling me, that since I have, you know, only 1 minute before you can't hear me anymore, that will make a huge difference for you. Just start saying that. Let yourself say it as often as you need to say it. There's no, you know, requirement that you have to say it 16 times a day, 33 minutes. It's just whenever you find yourself tense, whenever you feel any tension at all, because we're not actually supposed to be tense. So let that be your guiding system. Anytime you feel any tension, start saying that prayer. And you will be surprised at how your life changes and how much it flows once you start doing that. It really makes an incredible difference. Okay, so if that was your mother, that finger pointing at you, telling you that, say that prayer. She left you with a lot that you just need to let go of because it's not you, it's not your energy. And you don't have to have the effects of other people's energies in your life. And that prayer will release you from that energy that is not yours. Okay, I think I got it all in there before you can't hear me. All right, we are going to the caller from area code 708. Okay, let's see if my computer is still working.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi.
It's Lucy.
Okay, say your name again.
It's Lucy from Chicago.
Yeah. Why is my phone beeping at me? Hi, Lucy.
How are ya?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I am in need of a message from my angels or something, because everything you've talked about, you know, all the energies, I'm just feeling, I know that there's good coming. It's just right now I'm in a period of just feeling, I don't want to say hopeless, but I'm just not feeling the positivity, and I need that back.
Okay. And so the first thing that's popping into my mind is the question of, why did you let it go?
it's just how everything fell into place. You know, you see, I know that when things change, it is making room for something new. But sometimes I have a hard time accepting that.
Okay. All right. They're showing me. You have expectations about how things are going to happen and what they are going to look like. And those expectations are actually getting in your way. Because you have these intentions about how you want your life to go, what you want to achieve, what you want to experience. And that's wonderful. But our expectations usually limit our intentions. Because then we decide, okay, I've set the intention, let's say, that I'm going to be prosperous, that I'm going to have money in my life. And then we decide, okay, this is how the money is going to come to me. That's an expectation. That expectation limits that money because the only ways you are willing to accept it are the ways that you expect it. So when you release those expectations, you actually open up to the millions of ways that money can come into your life. Does that make sense for you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's like your expectations are weighing you down. That's what it feels like. Your expectations are saying that things are not happening as you expect. Therefore, they're not happening. You're not achieving what it is you want to expect. Therefore, everything is all screwed up. Therefore, you need to be upset because, frankly, it's just not working. And that's not actually true. All right. So let's see. Let's see what they want. You about this. All right, so there's a message for you, and it's Mother Mary. And I'm just going to let her say what she needs to say to you, and then we'll see if there's anything else that needs to be done. My beloved, you know I am with you. I am always with you. I am here for you. When you are doing the things that are creating what you actually desire in your life, you don't need to figure out how. You don't need to figure out what's going to happen and when it's going to happen and how it's going to happen. You don't have to make sure that you are prepared for it to happen. It is not like you need to make sure that you have the proper receptacle for what is being given to you. When you turn things over into our hands, we take care of everything. We let you know if there are any actions you need to take. We let you know if there's anything you need to say. It's mostly about who you are being that makes the difference. When you are being in that energy of love and acceptance, when you are open to receiving, then you get to receive. And yeah, it is probably not going to happen the way you expect. Tie yourself down with those expectations. You can notice that you have them and go, oh, isn't that interesting? I'd let them go. You will find that your life will flow when you allow it to flow, when you are being in the energy of a life that flows. You have been taught to complicate your life, to complicate everything. And you are learning to let that go. This is all just part of the process. There's nothing wrong There's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with your life. There's nothing wrong. You are just evolving. You are experiencing. And sometimes you are experiencing more than you have ever expected, and that is wonderful. Allow yourself to receive. It is time. You have had yourself on hold for so much of your life. And the fact that you are now willing to just be who you truly are is wonderful, it is beautiful, it is magnificent, and we are so proud of you. Let go of all of those thoughts and worries and doubts and fears that come up. Say that little prayer. Expand and decompress it all. Because it's not you. It's not your energy. You don't need it. Allow yourself to be the beautiful, blessed individual who is receiving everything she desires. And who knows that she deserves it. And you will be surprised at how wonderful your life becomes. So relax and let go. Okay. That is what she wanted to say to you.
That's been the hardest part, is letting go.
Yes. We just love to hang on.
Yeah.
And part of it is that we're afraid that it won't work if we let it go. Even though it's not working when we hang on, we think, okay, but if I let go, it'll probably get worse. And actually, it gets better.
Yep.
But that's part of your challenge that you have in this lifetime. So, you know, it's part of your fun.
Thank you. I needed to hear that.
You're welcome. And she's showing that there's all this wonderful stuff that's there, and it's there now. Even as we're speaking, it is there. So let go and let it in.
Okay. All right. Thank you, honey.
You're welcome, sweetheart. And have a beautiful day of letting go.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. I don't see anybody else with their hand up. So this is the last chance you have for today. If you have a question, push the number 1 to raise your hand, and I will talk with you. Otherwise, I'm going to end the show. I'm going to count to, I'm going to give you 30 seconds. Yeah, there's a clock right there. Okay. Oh, I just love life. It's so interesting. It's also so interesting to me how whenever I'm thinking about an issue, I get people calling or in the chat room with a similar issue so that I'm getting the answers to my questions while telling you guys the answers to your questions. And that learning to let go is so important. So they want me to say that prayer, and I'm going to say it 3 times, and then I'm going to end the show. And here we go. Spirit, please decompress and expand all of the energies in all of my bodies and in my personal space now. Thank you. Spirit, please decompress and expand all of the energies in all of my bodies and in my personal space now. Thank you. Spirit, please decompress and expand all of the energies in all of my bodies and in all of my personal space now. Thank you. And I don't know if you can feel it, but whenever I'm saying that, I can just feel myself relaxing and letting go. And it's an easy way to do it. And the interesting thing is that after I do that, I find myself more productive with less thinking, so that things really do flow in my life. So I encourage everyone to do that, to start opening up to the truth of who you are. So the meaning of your life is whatever you decide the meaning of your life is. Your purpose is whatever you have decided your purpose is. You are here to learn, to evolve, to understand. And while you're doing that, you're going to be of service to others, because that's who you are. And so there's no big answer to figure out about you and your life and your purpose. It really is up to you. You really are the one with the power. So thank you, everyone, for listening, and I will be back on Friday. Have a wonderful, magical day. Bye-bye.